The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. These fruits have been grown for more than 3,000 years in Japan and China. Although they share a name with a similar European fruit, they present themselves totally differently. They're round, crisp-textured, and juicy. We call them Asian pears. Asian pears are also known as apple pears because many are round-shaped, but they're not a hybrid of a pear and an apple. They're in another branch of the pear family that has been treasured in Asia for centuries. You'll often see them individually wrapped in grocery stores like a prize jewel for a good reason. Asian pears are cherished for their crisp, juicy texture and complex fruity taste, sometimes with hints of butterscotch. Best of all, they grow in our climate. Most Asian pears are hardy to zone 5. I've been growing Chojuro and Shinseki Asian pears for 4 years with good success. They survive our cold winters and fruit consistently each year. They need well-drained soil, full sun, and at least 2 varieties to get the best production. But unlike European pears, Asian pears only grow to about 15 feet tall, so they're a more manageable size in the yard. I chose my varieties mostly for their fire blight disease resistance. I'd rather not spray, so buying resistant varieties is a good way to ensure the tree survives. Once growing, they fruit consistently. The fruits have yellow or brown textured skin with an ivory-colored flesh. Harvest Asian pears while the fruit is still firm. When ripe, the fruits will easily pull off the tree. Fruits that require a yank are probably not ripe yet. And now for this week's tip. Save herb seeds, such as dill, fennel, and coriander now for winter eating. When the seed heads are mature, yet haven't started to fully dry, snip them off the plant and hang them upside down in an airy room out of direct sunlight. Place a brown paper bag around the seed heads to catch the seeds as they dry and drop. Store the seeds in glass jars. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about ground cherries. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.